Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet another episode of the Philly Bandwagon Podcast. Ryan Michaels here with your boy, Chip Tiernan.
What it do?
I think that we can all say we watched one of the worst quarterback performances that we've ever seen in our lives. And we watched the spirit of Nelson Agholor, the bad Nelson Agholor, possess Jalen Reagor this weekend.
That may have been the worst game of football I've ever seen. And I watched Super Bowl 53.
That was terrible, too.
It might be worse than that.
There were just so many chances, and it just seemed like, oh, my God.
There really was. There were so many chances for us to steal that game, and we blew every single one of them.
Well, you know, at least it can't get worse, right?
We play the Jets next week.
Oh, is this the one where Zach Wilson's going to have 5 touchdowns?
If we lose to the Jets, that may be it.
Look, I really want to save a bulk of the Eagles stuff for the podcast. But God, Jalen Hurts was throwing it into the clouds. And by that, I mean, I'm pretty sure he put a blindfold on and said, hey, go for it. And then when he took the blindfold off and was accurate, it was just dropped.
Everyone's hurt. Everyone's hurt. There was so much confidence last week. Not confidence, like hopefulness. It's probably not a word, but you got what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how just fast it's gone. It's just gone.
Well, the past few weeks, we even named our last episode In the Right Direction. This was a U-turn. They went up to the intersection and they banged that Louis so hard.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my God, it straight up tailspin. And then things start rocking and rolling, and it's just mistakes. The giant killer himself, Boston Scott, fumbles. Jalen Hurts, let me throw a pick. Jalen Reagor, let me drop everything that's thrown my way.
Yeah, it was bad. It was just really – I mean, listen, you know, the defense played okay. I mean, they played well. You know, only loving up 13 points, but I mean, what do you say about the offense, man? It was pitiful. We got shut out through 3 quarters. And then nothing.
The picks were bad.
Yeah, I kind of want to save that for the pod, or the
main segment. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but it was bad. I mean, that's all I can say. It was just really the offense was really, really bad.
It was a terrible game of football to sit there and watch. I mean, when nothing happens for 3 quarters, and then it's like, oh yeah, you need to really pull this out. You had all these opportunities to pull it out. The play calling was really bad at points. It seemed like they started to move away from the run when they should have ran. I don't know what was going on there. It's just,
I mean, and it's crazy. Like, again, we were so hopeful last week with the win. And now the offense put, 40 points up last week, and then you put up 7 this week. I mean, it was night and day, man.
Well, but at least we have the Sixers, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're bad, too. Then JoJo and Tobias come back and lose in double overtime.
You know, that one hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. But The bright side is it was their first game back. Embiid put up 42. Tobias was not that good. But it was their first game back. And apparently COVID hit Embiid like really bad. Like apparently he was really sick. So, you know, thankfully he's back. But of course, we couldn't pull that game out because, of course, we couldn't. But hopefully we can, you know, build some momentum and, you know, get Embiid and everybody back healthy and you know, in the rhythm of an NBA season. So we'll see what happens. But hopefully should be a better game tonight with them playing the Magic. So.
Yeah, I'm not watching the game currently because we're recording, just the way that we have the room set up. But I just need them to get this one to get me back on track, because I think you and I both talked about this earlier in the season where we're just like, you know, I'm just not into it. And then I finally get myself into it. And then it's just like, oh, man, this is tough.
Well, I mean, you know, they started off so well. I think that's what got us back into it. And then everyone died. Well, you know, they didn't, but, you know, everyone got sick basically. And then, you know, that's when they fell apart. So that's, you know, that's where we're at right now. You know, hopefully they can string together some wins and we'll get back on board.
Well, I mean, on that note, I think that's really all that we're going to cover this week. But I do want to thank our sponsor, June Homes. Are you looking for a new apartment in Philly? You need to know about June Homes. When you rent with June Homes, you can sign a flexible lease from 1 to 18 months, rent a furnished or unfurnished place, and you can even rent by the bedroom or the entire apartment. Now open in Northern Liberties, rooms start at just $850 a month. That's $850 a month. Take a tour and start renting as soon as tomorrow at junehomes.com. Again, take a tour and start renting as soon as tomorrow at junehomes.com. Got nothing left. What you say, Chippy?
Cue the Rocky music.
You're listening to a Philly Sports Nation production, enhancing your Philly sports experience.
Let's get in the huddle and talk some birds. Go birds.
Go birds.
Yeah. You know, when I was in the airport today coming home, there was a guy who was very like one of the guys working came up to me and was just like, go birds. But I couldn't deal with it yesterday. And I was like, yeah. And this is an out-of-state airport. So, we were both sulking in our misery traveling home in the Thanksgiving holiday traffic.
Yeah.
And then I get back to Philly and I just am reminded that that's where the Eagles play.
Right.
Then I have to drive down 95 all the way through Philadelphia and pass by the link and, you know,
I mean, they didn't play there like yesterday, but
I know, but like you're reminded that they played there.
Yeah.
And that they lost and that they have been, for the most part of my life, the bane of my existence.
Okay. Well, all right.
And then one glory year and then everything back to a.
All right. All right. Let's
pain and.
So Jalen Hurts, he was bad. That may be the worst game he's played in his career.
Look, you know, we talked about it over the past, 4 weeks, even in that one loss, he didn't look terrible. He was making all the right moves. He was adjusting, and all the criticism he was getting, he was adjusting to, and it looked like he was making strides in the right direction. And earlier on, we mentioned it was just like popping a Louis. It was such a stark difference from what we saw. We saw decision-making the entire game. And I think this goes back to a previous criticism that you and I both had on him. He gets stuck on one receiver and doesn't even look at option two. And as a running quarterback, he should be looking at one, two really quickly and making a play. And I don't know what fell off this week, but he just wasn't himself.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his issues that we've talked about before have popped up again, adding another one of him forcing the ball where it didn't need to go. So it's not good when you have issues and you're adding problems to it, but he certainly did that. He like you said, he had one read only. He was indecisive in the pocket. You know, he's rushing things. He just doesn't look comfortable when he's in the pocket. And he's forcing the ball down the field when it doesn't need to. So it was just a really poorly played game by him. And he'll probably be the first to tell you that he had a really bad game. So, you know, it's just the same things need to get cleaned up. And, you know, another thing being that he cannot keep forcing the ball down the field. I know the big plays are what people want. I know they're quote unquote sexy, but it doesn't work all the time. You know, you gotta look at your options. So, you know, it was just a lot of that. It was a lot of what Carson Wentz did last year. He was forcing the ball down the field and, they were double, triple teamed and they got picked off. It's as simple as that. So it was just a really, I think he's got to be mentally better. And, I think if he does that, he'll be a lot better. But, yeah, it's just a lot of indecisiveness, quick to he has one option and that's it no matter what. And, you know, he's got to clean all that up.
You know, I think I mentioned this to you when we were catching up about the game where I was just like, that was the worst quarterback play I think I've seen. And I watched Carson Wentz play here last year.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. It really did remind me of Wentz last year. Cause again, like I said, Wentz felt like he had to do everything himself. And I think that's what Jalen Hurts felt yesterday.
You know,
didn't have to,
you know, I wanted to hear your opinion on this too. It seemed like they had the run game going and then just stopped and moved to the deeper passes. And if you watch the Giants line up and the analysts were talking about it, they left a bunch of short passes open. And for some reason, they just had Jalen Hurts going for the 20, 30-yard play every time.
Yeah, I don't know why they kept doing that. I mean, it clearly wasn't working and they just kept clearly doing it. They didn't really start the game well with the run game. I think as the game went on, I think they were better with it. I think in like the third and fourth quarter, I think they ran the ball a little bit more, which is surprising because they were down. But I think, you know, with Jordan Howard out, I think it hurt them because Jordan Howard's been so good for them. So I think him being out hurt them a little bit and then just being down didn't help them. But in terms of the run game, I thought they should have started way earlier. I think they kind of waited a little too late. And then just, you know, again, like you said, the deep passes, I mean, there was just too many of them. And again, I know, like I said before, that's what people want, but sometimes you just have to take the check down or the short pass and, you know, keep the drive alive. You can't go for the big play every time.
Yeah, there's nothing else to really say on it. It just seemed like, too, what was up with the constant throws into double coverage?
It's just him forcing the pass or that being his number one read and him being like, all right, you know, this is my number one read. I'm going to it no matter what.
Even when an elite quarterback throws into double coverage, it's a really risky play. And right. I hate to put it this way, but Jalen Hurts is showing promise, but he's not elite, you know?
No, I mean, again, you know, even if it is like Aaron Rodgers or whatever, you know, you're not supposed to throw into double coverage because, you know, you're at a disadvantage. So
one mistake on the ball in double coverage, they just come right up and take it.
Right. So, you know, you can't keep doing that. I mean, you got if a guy's double covered, you got to look elsewhere because not everyone's going to be double teamed every play. So if they double team Devontae Smith, then you got to look for Dallas Goedert or Jalen Reagor or Quez Watkins or whoever's out there. You can't keep your focus on one guy, because if they're double covered, then that takes them out of that play. Like, it's just what happens. That's what defenses do. So you just got to be more decisive and look at your options.
You know, let's talk about the receivers this game, too. I think that's really enough criticism on Jalen Hurts, unless you have more to add. It was just really obvious stuff.
Yeah.
Jalen Reagor. I do want to say one thing before we start bashing, because it's deserved. Before this game, Jalen Reagor only had two other drops. Did you know that?
In his career or this year?
I believe career.
Okay.
This game, he had two big ones.
Yeah.
The one, it hit off his face.
Yeah.
And the other one was like, his hands were soaked in butter.
Yeah, I mean, so there was
both of them were for the win.
There was actually three drops on that drive. There was two by Reagor and one by Goddard. Now, the first one was by Reagor, and that was the downfield one where if he caught it, he probably runs in for a touchdown. And that's the one that hit off his helmet right where his eyes are. And he dropped it. And that's a touchdown right there. Number two is Dallas Goedert. He threw it to Goddard. He was covered, but it went out, like it hit his chest and then hit his arm and then bounced off and it was incomplete. That should have been caught as well. That would have gave him the first down. That would have extended the drive. And then the last but not least is Jalen Reagor again. I mean, there was nobody on him. I mean, there was a guy like right behind him, but he wasn't touching him. All Jalen Reagor has to do is jump and catch the ball. And it goes directly through his hands. And, you know, he was right at the goal line, so maybe it was a touchdown, maybe it wasn't. Even if it wasn't, they still had time to go up and clock it and then try and score again. Or it was a touchdown and they win. So that last drive, Jalen Hurts actually was good because most, if not all, of his throws were on point. But they just weren't caught. So you can't really blame that last drive on Jalen Hurts. And I mean, you got to catch those balls. I mean, what, there's nothing else to say. You got to catch
them. If they weren't in your hands, right?
All three touched hands. All three.
Even the one where it bounced off his helmet. Okay, he was really heavily covered early and debatable PI. But yeah, if it's in your hands and it's in your face, you can catch the football.
You got to catch that, man. I mean, I know there's a guy right on you, and debatably it's defensive PI. But, I mean, it's still it's right there. You have to catch that. As a wide receiver, I mean, that's literally your job description is catch the football.
And I think this town, most of all, when you perform, you'll be praised. When you do that, you will be dragged through the mud.
Oh, he is. He is right now.
And I like the fact that the kid doesn't give up and likes to go out there and try. And like, if you follow him on Twitter, he's always like, how can I get better? And he put out like a five
catch the ball
tweet thread rant about how he's looking to get better and show everyone how good he is, and then does that.
Yeah, how about you catch the ball first, huh? That's how you get better. And actually be involved on the offense.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has some receptions over the past few weeks. Isn't that crazy?
Is it that bad that we're now praising J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
I tried to find a pro, and I've drug him so much that I try to look at positives where it's like...
That's a rarity. Boy.
Yeah, I know. You know, I was like, look, but like, what do I say? Like, if you do well, I can... I will admit when I'm wrong. I mean, I don't think I'm wrong, but I'm going to give you props for the one catch you had. Good job.
I'm in pain.
Jason Kelsey's injured. Nate Herbig was a penalty factory.
Everyone's hurt.
I'm so now Jalen Hurts' ankle. Let's not forget to talk about that.
I'm so sick and tired of injuries, man. With just the Eagles, and I do fantasy football, which doesn't help at all either.
I am getting absolutely slaughtered in fantasy football because I'm playing Leonard Fournette in two leagues.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, that, there's nothing you can do about that.
I can cry about it.
Yeah, but you could do that. You could do that. I mean, I'm talking like you preventing that. Like, there's nothing you could have done, you know. But certainly you could cry. Go right ahead. I won't stop you. But yeah, I mean, that's been the story of the Eagles for 5 years now, is injuries. It's just it's mind blowing how many injuries they've gone through. And it doesn't look like it's going to stop. So I don't know. I mean, what do we do at this point?
I guess we could just.
Are we going to start Gardner Minshew?
I mean, if Jalen Hurts is actually injured, I don't see why they wouldn't at this point. Like,
I mean, they have to. They have no other option.
Yeah. Why risk Jalen Hurts is an athletic running quarterback, and if his ankle's down, you don't want to put him out there in a position where let's be honest here. He's not super comfortable in the pocket. He doesn't know how to read very quickly and see what's open, and he needs to extend the play in order to get something to happen, which sounds exactly like what we said about Carson Wentz last year.
Yeah, I mean, the difference with Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz is actually Jalen Hurts is just a better athlete, so he does, you know, when he does get out of the pocket, he actually does it for, like, a game. And that probably kept us in the game as well, because if he didn't do that, then we would have been probably shut out.
I think another thing that we're seeing, though, is, you know, like you said, Jalen Hurts is a better athlete and can run for a gain, and he's able to find those holes when he does make the plays. But Carson Wentz's arm strength is something that we're seriously missing. You know, we have a bunch of burners down the field and a quarterback that can't throw it 50 yards accurate.
Right. I mean, and, you know, definitely Wentz's accuracy is a lot better. You know,
especially this season.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, his decision making and, you know, going through his reads and all that stuff. I mean, Wentz is definitely, you know, the better quarterback at the moment. You know, but it doesn't mean that Jalen Hurts can't do it. It's just he needs that's what he needs to fix. And these are fixable things. I mean, guys have done in the past. So, you know, maybe the arm will never be there, but, you know, you don't have to have a Josh Allen arm to be a successful quarterback in the league, you know? So,
well, I mean, another thing I think you got to consider too, and the rest of this year is going to answer this. You can be a very charismatic person in the locker room and a leader in the locker room and not the starter. And Jalen Hurts has the rest of the season to really prove to me that he deserves it. I think at this point in my mind, he's earned a shot next year as well. What's there to lose? Nothing. There's not really a quarterback of interest for me on this board.
Yeah.
And I'd rather them use the picks to, you know, bolster their defense.
Yeah.
That's three most likely middle of the first round talents.
Yeah.
Three middle of the first round talents is insanity in 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rarity to see, you know, a team with two first round picks, let alone three. So, you know, we gotta take advantage of the capital that we've got. And in terms of Jalen Hurts, I totally agree. I think he's, you know, definitely the rest of this year and probably next year as well, because, you know, the board is just not
It's not what it used to, it's not what it's been in previous drafts, like last year or 2 years ago, or, you know, so, or even 2018 or no, I think it's 2017 was the good.
Yeah. See, like, but like, even if a guy like a Mac Jones were on the board that would fall to 15, I would be open to that, but there's not even anyone like him.
No,
I didn't even think he was the number one talent on the board last year.
Yeah, there's not really, I mean, there's not even really a consensus number one quarterback right now. Yeah, there's a few guys like Matt Corral from Ole Miss might be the top quarterback, but he may not. I mean, he's even got some issues. I mean, you know, Malik Willis from Liberty, you know, is kind of a really good athlete, but, you know, he's not that great a passer. There's a few guys, obviously, but.
Pickett.
Kenny Pickett from Pitt has had a good year so far, but there's some questions with him. And, you know, Sam Howell from North Carolina, or.
If there were a guy that was NFL, like, and, you know, these guys might be NFL ready, but for the most part, they're looking to be a 1 or 2 year project. We don't really have time for that right now.
Right, right. So, yeah, Jalen Hurts will probably be the guy this year and probably next year as well. So, you know, these are the things he needs to fix. So we'll see if he can do it.
Anything else from the Eagles game that's really of value?
Not really, because the game was horrific. So
that was a really, 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 really bad game. I didn't have fun watching it. It's one of those ones where you're sitting there, and every 5 minutes, you and your friends are yelling, "Oh my god! Oh my god!" Got to go to confession. How many times you're using the Lord's name in vain? But
yeah, man, it was brutal. It was just it was boring. It just everything bad. That's all I can say.
And then, you know, and this is now we're off the Eagles for the most part. I'm just rambling at this point. And all I do is go on Twitter, and now everyone is saying, "Oh man, you know, you drafted Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson." It's like, I did not. No, I didn't. But Howie Roseman did.
Our GM did, though.
I just sent you a tweet.
Yeah, I thought.
It was it's a Nickelback-related tweet. So if you see it on Twitter, I don't know who sent it. I just – oh, my God.
Yeah, I did.
Did it make it worse? Yes. Did it get a chuckle? No.
No, it didn't really, because I won at this point. So –
see, and that's another thing with the three picks we got coming up. Do you really want this? I'm trying to find a word. Bozo, clown. Yeah. Toolkit.
Idiot.
Napoleon complex moron.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I think he's actually really smart.
Dude, what do you mean? He's the smartest person in the room. He's so smart that no one else gets his logic, and it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't that make you a certified genius?
I hate my life.
Well, I think if we lose to the Jets, Chip, if we lose to the Jets.
I'm not doing anything.
I was going to say you have to do the polar plunge, but.
Why would I do that?
Pain.
Make my life more miserable?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what's more miserable than losing to the Jets?
Losing to the Texans?
Isn't that pain enough?
Losing to the Giants twice?
No, we only lost once so far.
Oh, yeah, I just chalked up the other one already.
I mean, the next one's in Philly, right?
Yeah, I mean...
doesn't mean anything because we're like 1-8 at our.
You know, I scratched that. I didn't chalk anything up. I don't know going into any given week what's going to happen. I have no idea.
Man, if we, I swear, we have to win, right? Like, there's no way, right?
Isn't that sports purgatory where, like, you just don't know any given week? It's not like a, oh, we're going to lose or, oh, we're going to win.
I'm questioning whether we're going to beat the Jets. That's how far we've come.
No.
I don't.
Who are you?
This is bad. This is real bad.
Who am I? Who's Howard Roseman? The bestest GM in the. I want to hear from Howie Roseman supporters. I just want to hear, and I want you to give an opinion that tells me why that Super Bowl wasn't a fluke. Because it just doesn't make any sense to me. I can't seem to make anything make any sense that he does.
I'm in physical pain.
Yeah, man. Me too. I really want to move on to the Sixers, but I also am procrastinating because I know it gets worse.
Yeah, it doesn't get better at all, actually. So,
look, without JoJo and Tobias in the lineup due to the COVID protocols, things were bad. And then, you know, like you said earlier, JoJo comes back and has 42 points and – yeah, I'm glad he's okay. That's the big thing. It seems like he was really impacted by COVID, which sucks, but I'm glad he's able to recover. Do you think that they start to turn it around as they play more and that the Timberwolves game was a one-off?
I hope so, man. I think they will. Again, because they were so good when the season started. So I think they can. I think they will. I think Embiid and Harris and Curry and all those guys have to come back and get used to things again. But I think once that happens, they'll be fine. It's just tough because, you know, they've dug themselves a hole a little bit. You know, they're 10-10 at this point. So, you know, they got to string together some wins. And they definitely can. I mean, you know, this is, you know, tonight's the best start to do it. I mean, you know, nothing against Orlando, but this is the team to do it against. So hopefully they can bounce back and start to string together some wins, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to.
That's where we're at, honestly. I don't know.
How do I put it? Because it's not like I'm not excited about them still. It's just, it's really evident that they're missing something.
Yeah.
I think we all know what the big elephant in the room is, you know.
I don't want to, do we?
Yeah.
No.
It's been the fact that we haven't heard anything about it in, like, a month. Like, what?
Why does this happen to us, man?
We need some.
To deserve this?
Rich Paul. Rich Paul is why this happens to us, and he doesn't like us. So I wouldn't expect my favorite player in the whole wide world, Tyrese Maxey, to be around for very long either. But
what did we do to deserve this, though? That's my question.
We're not really dead people, right? Look, I think that some people are built for the city, and some people aren't. And I think that it does go to who your yes men are and who you surround yourself with, because the way that I put it in my mind is, like, I have a good group of friends who will tell me, like, when I'm being an ass. If my friends didn't tell me when I was being an ass, I would think something socially acceptable. And it seems like every step of the way, whoever's in his corner is like, oh, yeah, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. And everyone else is like, dude, what the hell? Like, I am 100%.
Is this damn agent who shouldn't have a say in anything?
I'm also 100% certain that Daryl Morey will legitimately let Ben Simmons sit out for 4 years and not pay for it.
Yeah, me too.
I am actually not that mad about it. I thought I'd be way more angry about it because I want something, but I'm not that mad about it.
No, they're getting money. Who cares?
So I did have this question for you, and it's about the agent. Do you think that because he lost all of his negotiating power with LeBron James with the final contract, that his true colors are actually showing? Because I saw that reported.
You think Adele has anything to do with it?
No. Adele makes fire music, but I am boycotting her album, so I haven't listened to it.
I wouldn't have listened to it anyway, but what if she's the one pulling the strings, you know?
Isn't she from the UK?
Yeah.
Does the UK have a big NBA following?
I don't know. I'm not British.
Nor am I, but I want to know. I doubt that she does.
You never know, though. Maybe
never Rich know.
Taught her all the ins and outs of the NBA, you know?
Maybe her and Ben were writing her album together, and he was talking about the Sixers as if they were his girlfriend.
No, that was Kendall Jenner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now it's some, like, host or something. I don't even know who it is, honestly. I mean, of course she's good-looking, because, you know, why wouldn't she be? But, it's some girl. I don't even know who it is. I forget. But
is it still Maya Jama?
Is that her name?
That's the girl that he went to the tennis thing with, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, so.
I haven't heard anything since.
I haven't either. Maybe she's the one in his ear.
Who knows, man? I would just like to see him play if he's going to play. If not, I mean, let's just get the show on the road. But
you would have been traded already if you played.
Right? If he played 10 games and said he wants out, they would have traded him.
Right, 100%. And even John Wall, like, who isn't playing right now, wants to come back and play.
I think his qualm with them is that he wants to start.
Well, I mean, it's the Rockets. I mean, you know, he's not. I think he wants out because they're absolutely awful. But, I mean, even he wants to come back and play. So, I don't know. But, eventually.
I would not take him, but.
I mean, no, I don't want John. That's all I'm saying. I don't want John Wall, but I think he wants to go to a contender. But yeah, man. I mean, if Ben played, he's gone. He's somewhere else right now. He's living the dream of not being in Philadelphia anymore.
His dream, you know. Philly ain't that bad.
It's not. Funny. It's really not that bad. Like I
don't know. It can't be just the fans.
No.
Are the reason that Philly has this stigma surrounding them.
Well.
It might be.
No, it is, I think.
Dude, look. I want to say something, too. I recently watched an interview with Markelle Fultz.
Why were you doing that? Well,
Listen to me before you say something. He was asked about the Philly fans and how tough they are. And he said, you know, I never really felt that way about the Philly fans being, like, really bad or anything like that. He said, when I came back the first time, I got a standing ovation. When I was bad, they booed me. And when I got a triple-double again, they were all on their feet at the end of the night. They treat you like your family would. When you do bad, they let you know. And when you do good, they let you know. So I think it's more like a family relationship. And the fans there, are, like, they live, eat, and breathe their sports team. So you got to understand where they're coming from. And if Markelle Fultz, who is 1 year younger than Ben Simmons, am I wrong with that?
That's a great question. I don't know. I'll have to Google it.
1 to 2 years younger than Ben Simmons can figure out that. Why can't he? It's not that hard. Yeah.
Good question, man. It's a good question.
Does that change your opinion on Markelle Fultz at all?
I mean, I never hated Markelle Fultz.
On this podcast, I was the one that would put the bus label on several times.
I was always, you know, for Markelle Fultz. I mean, I wanted him to succeed. I didn't really want to trade him. I mean, we did trade him. We got nothing in return. So I, you know, I thought, I mean, I didn't want to trade him, but you know, here we are. He is, let's see. He is about, yeah, 2 years, about 2 years.
So a younger kid's able to have a, have more of a mental maturity than someone who's been in the league longer and has, I really think that it's a backstory for everyone, and everyone's backstory will prep them for things. Joel Embiid didn't play high school, didn't play basketball until what, late in high school?
Yeah.
And just worked at it and came over here and murdered it. And I don't know. I want this to be resolved at this point. I need answers, man.
I mean, this is why, like, this is why I'm still not in on the Sixers, right? Like, I still love the Sixers. I'm going to root for the Sixers no matter what. But again, I'm going back to, like, you know, I'm just not feeling it right now, you know? And that's been this whole Ben Simmons thing for me. Like, as soon as this gets resolved, I'm going to be like, all right, let's go. You know, let's now I'm in. Now I'm feeling it, you know? But right now I'm just, with this whole thing clouding over everything, it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least you have the Phillies free agency, right?
I hate you.
And a new variant dropped. I mean, we are killing it.
We're done.
I mean, the Phillies signed Max Scherzer. Oh, wait. That was the Mets. No, that was also the Mets. Who else did they sign? I don't know what happened to Steve Cohen, but he opened his checkbook and said, how much do you want? Here you go. How much do you want? Here you go. How much do you want? Here you go. And Dave Dombrowski is sitting in his office, probably half naked in a bathrobe with a bottle of whiskey, wondering how he's going to do it. Because that's what I would be doing in his position, you know. Mm-hmm. Probably not what he's doing, but I would be.
Yeah.
I 100% think that he was told by Middleton, yo, tell them I'll go over the luxury tax, but if you do it, I'll kill you. So...
Right.
Think that through, okay?
Right, and then when you don't, the fans are going to riot, and then they're going to fire you, and then hire some other idiot to take over, so...
Right, but here's a kicker. I'll still keep you in the front office and give you your bonus.
Right.
But you just won't have any power or say, but you'll have a job in your life.
I'll bring Matt Klontak back.
Yeah, great guy. Love that guy. He's probably the best. As a matter of fact... was he the guy that picked Mickey Moniak?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that says everything. Whoa. Oh, the Phillies re-signed Hector. Oh, no, he went to the Astros. Finally went away to the island.
That's good news.
There are a lot of Hector fanboys, I noticed.
Yeah, there is.
Dude, like, I'll be real with you. Like, okay, what do you mean by, oh, he's been one of the best Phillies pitchers? He has been the most inconsistent closer. Let's put it that way.
Mm.
When you put him in the closer chair,
yeah,
Chip, I told you at the beginning of this season I would give him one more chance. And I gave you a pretty easy and attainable goal for him to be removed from the island.
I don't remember what the stakes were.
He couldn't blow six saves. He had to have an ERA under 4.39. And I think it was something along the lines of strikeouts.
Yeah, whatever. He's gone. I don't care anymore. Nothing matters.
I mean, I hear that the Phillies are going to go after Chris Bryant.
Are they, you think?
I actually think that would be why they held off of Marte. But they really need pitching, too, and I don't see why they're not going after anybody. John Gray's off the market. Robbie Ray's off the market. Max Scherzer's off the market.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Who else is available?
Somebody.
I got it. Okay.
I'm available. I'll take millions of dollars to do nothing.
Okay.
What you're doing anyway.
Okay, internet burner account. Relax.
I mean, same thing with him. He stole money from the Phillies, too.
Yeah, but he was DFA'd or released, whichever one. Doesn't really matter. Roman Quinn was DFA'd.
Yeah, because he breaks his knees every 5 minutes.
He does break his knees a lot. I'm pretty sure he just walked out in the field and collapsed one day.
Yeah.
And they checked to make sure he was okay, and he just broke his leg.
Yeah.
Well, I think on that sad note, we've reached our destination for the day. Yeah.
Wow, this is bad.
This is a bad episode. I want to apologize to the people because...
Why do you guys listen to this?
Well, look, my thing is, does everyone think we enjoy just being negative Nancy's 24/7 who is just always miserable and all we do is yell at each other pretty much?
There's legit nothing positive right now to talk about.
There are times where we call each other off of the podcast and just yell and ramble about why we hate Philly sports. And then there's also times where we talk about why we love it.
Which is rare.
Yeah, lately it's been rare.
There's nothing that ever goes right for us, so.
I mean, when Doug Peterson said this is the new norm, I thought about it and was like, was he just renewing our wedding vows to the point where new normal meant same old, same old?
Man, he really jinxed us, huh?
I don't think he jinxed us. I think I just can't get over the fact that Jeffrey Lurie still has faith in Howie Roseman after not drafting Justin Jefferson.
Man, you really...
My only thing is that... at this point, it has to be Jeffrey Lurie is the GM, and he's just using Howie as a scapegoat.
Honestly, I would believe anything you told me about Jeffrey Lurie or Howie Roseman.
Allegedly, Jeffrey Lurie has the biggest blow-up swan in the United States, and he allegedly rents out a lake. And him and his family and his friends allegedly all sit on it and drink wine and allegedly laugh at the Eagles fans.
Wow.
Do you believe that?
I would, yeah.
See, the power of the media, baby. We could just allegedly say anything.
We could literally go to Twitter right now and say literally what you just said and probably get like a couple thousand retweets.
Actually, I would think that we get a couple thousand retweets. Howie Roseman actually has a lot of fans, surprisingly, and they're more plentiful on Twitter than I thought.
He probably has some burner accounts.
There's a couple of them that I think are, and they're all the same ones commenting like, yeah, everyone blames Howie Roseman. It's like, Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we do, because that's who should be blamed. The guy making the decisions.
Well, we actually have reached our destination for the day.
Can it get any worse?
Thank you for listening to the Philly Bandwagon Podcast. I don't know. Go to phlsportsnation.com for all your Philly sports wants, needs, and desires. Go to the podcast tab. Go to the PHL bandwagon. You can find us on Anchor there. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts and wherever podcasts are available. We're most likely there. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at PHL Ryan Michaels. You can follow Chip at PHL Chip Tiernan. You can follow the Philly bandwagon at the PHL bandwagon. We're also on Facebook at the PHL bandwagon. Go to the Wake Shop. Find our merch. Again, one huge thank you to June Homes, our sponsor. If you're looking for an apartment in the Northern Liberties area, JuneHolmes.com, baby.
I may need to go to therapy for this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I can keep watching Philly sports at this point.
Well, you know, I haven't... I actually started watching the Flyers more.
Oh, why? Why would you do that?
Well, no, I've watched three games, and every game they've lost. Well, I guess I'm just bad luck then, so maybe I should stop watching.
You're not. They were losing before that, too. It's fine. I think they've lost, like, six straight at this point. They also lost to the Devils, who... It's the Devils, so... That's where we're at right now. Again, I don't really think it could get worse. But, you know, again, I may need to go to therapy because there's no way in hell that I'm going to stop watching Philly sports, which, you know, is questionable. But, yeah, that's where I'm at. So.
Andrew Knapp.
Why? You just... Okay.
He's your boy, dude. Dude, you know who else is your boy? Jalen Reagor. Great guy.
I welcome death.
I think your boy is also J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Can we just end it all?
No, we'll be back next week. We'll see you at the next stop. That's the best part. It never ends.
We'll be back. We'll be back again to just do this again.
Yup. All right.
Good Lord.
Deuces.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
You're going to lose the Jets.
Yeah, we're not. Relax. Maybe.